When the malware called WannaCrypt infected Windows users around the world, it wreaked havoc on large institutional servers. And like that pernicious code itself, the name, too, soon morphed into the catchier moniker WannaCry. But you should know there's another cyber threat to a smaller device much closer to home that could also provoke tears. It's malware on your phone, inside your apps, that team up with other apps to steal your data.
Today's malicious software are more stealthy. So they try to do things behind the scene, and they try to collaborate with each other so that they can do things that a single app cannot do.
Gang Wang, who teaches computer science at Virginia Tech, co-authored a first-of-its-kind study that found out how the apps on Android phones trade information. Sometimes it's not even intentional, but it is a potential security threat, and you may not even know it's happening. That's pretty much the opposite of how ransomware works.
Ransomware did not want your data. They want your money. So that's why they put a lock on your data so that you can get a ransom.
But with smartphone malware, they do want your data, your location, contacts, and your internet access. The study looked only at apps for Android phones, which means other makers may have the same problem. Wang says app security is like the Wild West right now with few regulations. So working with Google, they put together a list of apps that might present a security risk. That list is updated as fixes are made and new problem apps are found. I'm Robbie Harris.